My name's Rachel Atwell. I'm joined now by Ward 2 Alderman Gail Simpson. She's also running for mayor. Tell us a bit about your background and why you think it would make you a good mayor for the city of Springfield.
I have been a Springfield resident for close to 30 years. I have been actively involved in Springfield, actively involved in community organizations, president at one time of the sorority that I belong to, which is a public service sorority, Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated, worked with the NAACP and been a very close watcher of city government. Never really thought about politics, but when Frank McNeil, who was the sitting alderman at the time, could not run again because he was term limited, I then decided that I would step into politics and run, and I did. I ran primarily on a platform that much more attention needed to be paid to the residents of East Springfield because there were issues, specific issues that were not being addressed. Much of my leadership ability comes from 36 years of employment with the state of Illinois. I have, on several issues, stood by myself, but I didn't feel bad about that because I was I have a strong belief we have to deal with issues in the ward that I represent, which is probably the most economic disadvantaged ward in the city. You have to deal with those issues in order to be able to deal with the bigger issues that are that affect Springfield. My frustration at being an alderman, and one of the reasons why I decided not to run again, was my inability to get the current administration, principally the mayor, to work conjunctively with me to bring about effective change in Ward 2. That frustration level made me decide the things that I want to accomplish for the entire city, being a mayor for the entire city, necessitated that I run for mayor.
And just so people know, when we're talking about Ward 2, that mm-hmm. is on the east side of town, can you give us a few landmarks to kind of describe?
It is on the southeast side of Springfield. Generally, the western boundary is 11th Street. It goes all the way over to Stevenson, Stanford Avenue, and Carpenter. So generally, that's it. And with the new map, we jet into 3rd Street on between Capitol and the mansion.
And so your ward that you're currently representing does have a higher percentage of minorities than white people, though you said you wouldn't focus on just one group in Springfield. Do you feel, though, that minorities, especially those who live on the east side of Springfield, have had their voices adequately considered by city government?
I don't believe that they have. And although there is a high percentage of African Americans in Ward 2, there are a cross-section of individuals who actually live in Ward 2. So I again, represent that cross-section of those individuals. Because, and I believe that if issues that minorities have are dealt with, then it's going to be beneficial to everybody who lives in that area, including women. And I think because there's been an overall sense of this is the way things are, they're never going to change, so why should we bother? And I fight against that because, you know, I try to impress upon people in the ward that I'm working, trying to change things. But the problem is the things that I'm doing, you can't always see them. And that presents a real problem. There needs to be much more interest by the mayor's office in that part of the city. And when I say that part of the city, not only Ward 2, but Ward 3, Ward 4, that's all encompassing of that part of town, which seems to be get less attention than other more affluent parts of the city.
We know that Mayor Mike Houston has previously said he'd only serve one term. He wouldn't run again, of course, though now we know he is. Do you find that problematic at all?
I do. And I know that a lot of politicians will tell people what they think they want to hear. You know, and I think that's always wrong. Honesty, people have to be able to trust what you say. Now, I know that he may think he needs to finish what he's accomplished. But if you tell people that you're not going to do something, nobody asked him to say that. You know, nobody said, well, Mayor, we don't want you to run again. He brought that up. He should have stuck with that. He should have said, I told you I was not going to run more than one term, and I'm going to leave it up to those that will come behind me to finish what I've started. I think that would have been better for the citizens of Springfield as opposed to saying, well, I changed my mind. That's frustrating because people get that all the time. You know, politicians will say one thing and they'll do another.
I'm speaking with Alderman Gail Simpson. She's also running for Springfield mayor. She's one of five hopefuls. The situation in Ferguson has brought to light issues of racial profiling and corruption in the police force. How would you better relations between minorities and Springfield police?
Well, first of all, I think training is paramount. You have to train your workforce. And once you train them, and all, with continuing ongoing training, we have to do what I believe is community policing in the strictest sense of the word. The police have to get out in the community. The people have to know who their police officers are, not just the NPOs, but know who the police officers on all of the beats are, which means that they're going to have to get out of their vehicles and walk. So that if there's a situation where a police officer goes to somebody and others see it, it's not going to be strange. It's not going to be like, well, they must be snitching, because they've established a presence in the community. And I don't just mean in the worst parts of the city. I mean in communities across this city. So it's not unusual for a police officer to be in a conversation with a citizen. It's not unusual for the police to knock on your door just to do maybe a well-being check. Those are the kind of things, I think, that serve to get the community invested and vested in the police, so that you trust the police officers. Because if you don't know them, you can't trust them.
What are the issues in the city that you find would be most urgent to address as mayor?
People are talking about jobless rate. Jobless rate has decreased. But I believe many of those individuals haven't found jobs, they've stopped looking. We need to bring businesses to the city. And I don't mean manufacturing, because I don't know that we'll ever get back to the ability to bring manufacturing back to Springfield, because number one, we don't have a transportation infrastructure. We don't have an airport that would allow for that. But small business development, because small business development is what's going to drive this economic growth in Springfield. Businesses that hire 5 to 20 individuals. Those are the kind of businesses that we need to be looking at to bring to Springfield, to grow in Springfield, and to encourage them to hire individuals that live in Springfield. Many unskilled jobs, I think, would help create a stronger economic base in the city of Springfield.
Let's talk a bit about schools. Would you support a property tax increase to help fund schools?
I have had a direct relationship with District 186 for a very, very long time. So I've had an ongoing relationship with District 186. The city of Springfield needs to work conjunctively with the district, because the individuals who attend District 186 are our next citizens. They're our next contributors to our economy. So we have to make sure the education that they're provided is second to none. And when they go away to college, or when they get into the workforce, that they're prepared to do and to serve. I don't know if a property tax increase would be my first fix for District 186. We constantly go to the citizens. And at some point, I think we have to look at other avenues. I probably would not propose a property tax increase at this point, but would look at other avenues to assist District 186.
And we know that districts surrounding 186, like in Rochester and Chatham, are starting to grow, although that growth doesn't exactly equal the growth here in Springfield. Is it possible to thwart that trend of people either moving to or switching their children to suburban schools?
Well, I think District 186 and the city of Springfield need to do a better job letting people know that there's nothing wrong with District 186 schools. Some of our best and brightest students come out of this district. I think the district has a bad rap because you've got a lot of realtors in their attempt to sell and make a living. They steer people away from District 186, which I don't believe is the right thing to do, because I know doctors, lawyers who have children who have graduated and that they themselves have graduated from District 186. So I think we have to do a better job of selling District 186, promoting it in terms of its positive things that happen in District 186. Also work much harder to deal with those youth who may not be doing very well in the district, to make sure that their scores increase. So I think conjunctively, it's the district and the city. And, you know, some people say, well, the Springfield doesn't have anything to do with District 186, but I disagree with that, because we do. During the Davlin administration, there was an education liaison that worked directly with District 186. I would love to bring that position back, because I think it is important that there be some dialogue, constant dialogue between the district and the city.
Any other investments or initiatives you'd like to see take place within District 186?
I'd like them to continue their efforts to recruit and retain minority teachers, because I believe that it is crucial. The makeup of the district mirrors society, because many of our youth, many in Springfield, we're kind of in a vacuum, and we don't really get a dose of the real world. And the real world is not all Caucasians. The real world is not all African Americans. So our children need to be able to have a view of all races. And I think the district is doing a great job of recruiting African American teachers so that our youth get the benefit of that exposure.
So you do think the district is doing a good job?
Yes, I do. It's not easy, because they're under a consent decree, but I work directly with the administration, and they are making a concerted effort to try to deal with those issues.
All right. I've been speaking with Gail Simpson. She's alderman for the 2nd Ward in Springfield, and she is also running for mayor. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, Rachel.